Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. Greatly appreciate you taking the time. Today, a man I've known for quite a number of years, Dr. Steve Girton, is the director of Sparrow's Children's Center. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
Now, we met years ago. We talked about this before we went on the air through the Children's Miracle Network and the work you do in the pediatric units and so forth, and you've been doing this for a long time. How long have you been there with Sparrow?
I've been with Sparrow for 37 years in the pediatric intensive care unit in the Children's Center.
So you've seen some things that would be, well, frankly, heartbreaking, to say the least.
Heartbreaking, but motivating. The whole mission of Sparrow is to serve this community, and they've taken on pediatrics, and they've kept it, and they've kept building it. And this new relationship is just one more example of that.
And so this relationship you refer to, you've established a new relationship between Sparrow and the University of Michigan, and that is the Mott Children's Hospital, which is, let's be honest, a world-renowned facility.
It's a world-class children's hospital, absolutely.
So how did this come to be?
Well, we had already contracted with the University of Michigan for a couple of different services. They've helped us out in endocrinology. They provide our pediatric surgery coverage, which is a 24/7, 365 form of coverage. They've also provided pediatric ophthalmology and pediatric cardiology. And we're looking for a long-term, ongoing relationship with a quaternary center that can help us build more on the programs that we already have and even introduce new ones. Our goal is to make certain that any child who can reasonably and responsibly effectively be cared for in our own community, that child stay here and that family be able to stay here around their entire support structure. And the way to do that is to be able to build on the services that we have with a quaternary center as a partner. And that's what we're doing with the U of M.
Let me touch on that. You mentioned being here for 37 years. You've been part of the Sparrow family, and I do call it a family. I was born in that hospital, but I've returned a number of times because I just want to check out the emergency room from time to time, make sure it's up to snuff, get a few stitches just to check things out. But in that time, I think the way we treat patients, from my perspective, has changed because now when I go to Sparrow, it's not just one nurse or one doctor. It is a team. It is like a family environment. Do you think that's accurate?
That is accurate. And actually, in this partnership, that's one of the advantages that we bring. The U of M is a world-class children's hospital, but we're the hospital that has taken care of children in our community ever since it was founded. And we bring a level of caring and a level of familiarity to the patients that we take care of that is second to none. If you look at patient satisfaction scores for pediatric services at Sparrow Hospital, they are in literally the 99th percentile across questions that are asked of families. And that's the advantage that we bring. We know that when we're taking care of a child, whether it's in our ICU, the RNICU, whether it's in the general pediatrics floor or the PZD, these are children of neighbors or of family members or of friends. And it's that kind of familiarity that we bring to it and that has been here all along, and we're building on that. We're simply adding more subspecialty depth so that the kids won't have to leave here.
Dr. Steve Girton here with us from Sparrow. He is the director of the Sparrow Children's Center and has been for a number of years. Dr. Girton, I hear about Sparrow on a regular basis, and it's one example after another of setting the bar higher, making relationships like this one with Mott Children's Hospital just the latest example of Sparrow having the best facilities, the best technology, the best medicine available anywhere right here in the community. It's got to make you proud to be part of that.
It does make me proud. And Sparrow's not been ashamed to go outside for that kind of help. You know, when we affiliated with the Mayo Clinic, that wasn't just to put some advertising up on the freeway. That was to make things better. And I think it takes guts to go outside your own institution and admit that sometimes some other people do things better. And add that, if you will, to what you provide to the patients that you care for. And this is just one more example of that.
And you mentioned children here in this community, if they've had a traumatic injury, if they're facing a devastating illness, now they have all of the resources of the University of Michigan Mott Children's Hospital. They have all of the resources of Sparrow. They can connect back to the Mayo Clinic. I mean, it becomes a network of the who's who in medicine today.
in medicine today, certainly in our area. And we expect to build on that. There's no reason that the 6 to 7 county area should have to leave the 6 to 7 county area for most forms of tertiary care, subspecialty care, or fairly complex care, whether it's the neonatal intensive care unit or the pediatric intensive care unit. And that's our goal. And that's the hospital's goal. And we've been devoted to that for the last 37 years. And this is just one more step in making that happen.
And you've been a steward of that all the way through for the last 37 years as well, doctor. So I tip my hat to you. But let me ask you this. As you look down the road and you look to the care 5 years from now, 10 years from now, as Sparrow continues to branch out, and as you say, not afraid to affiliate with people outside of this zip code, what do you see on the horizon?
I see that our subspecialty services here will have the kind of depth so that with the exception of rare surgery or the exception of extremely rare disease, most of the children in the 5 to 7 county area will be able to stay in this area, and their families will be able to stay, and they will be near the important people in their lives, and they will not have to be strangers in the hospital that they are in to get their care. That's what I see.
World-class care and the ability for those that are looking after them to maybe stay in their own bed once in a while and not have to travel and live in a hotel and all the other challenges beyond the way. Dr. Steve Girton, where would people find out more about everything going on at Sparrow, whether it's the University of Michigan and Mott Children's Hospital, the connection to Mayo Clinic, the fact that you just added another hospital down in Eaton County? Where would they go find out more?
The website is calltoaction:gotosparrow.org. And when you go to that website, you simply type in what you want to know about and what response you desire, and someone from the organization will get back to you.
There you go. Sparrow.org to find out more. Dr. Girton, you've been a treasure for this community. Thank you for everything that you've done, and thank you for being here today.
No, thank you. Really appreciate it.
It's the Steve Gruber Show, back after this.